Utah real estate headlines. In NETIR Online launches Utah Public Records and Property Tax Search Portal. NETIR Online has consolidated Utah public records, property tax data, and assessor searches into a single online resource. Real estate professionals in UT gain streamlined access to property records and tax information essential for valuations, due diligence, and client advising. Bookmark state ute/county/Utah for quick reference on Utah property records and tax lookups. Utah real estate headlines. Utah Division of Real Estate launches new how-to video resources for licensees. The Utah Division of Real Estate has published how-to videos and video resources for licensees as part of its mission to strengthen trust in the state's real estate industry through education, licensure, and regulation. These video resources help UT real estate professionals stay informed on licensing requirements and compliance matters, especially during the division's current high-volume system transition period. Review the available video resources at the Division of Real Estate website to ensure your practice aligns with current state guidance. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most UT jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on 3 factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, jashin, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.